This is the Giant Sports Show on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Brought to you by Giant Sunflower Seeds. Giant Seeds. Go big. And now, from the KBMW studios, here's KBMW Sports Director Andrew Zimmel.
Good Saturday morning. Boy, oh boy, what a beautiful day outside. You know, normally this time of the year we're talking about snow all over the place. But, you know, now we're talking highs in the 60s next week. So that puts a smile on my face. Another thing that puts a smile on my face, NDSCS volleyball going to the national tournament next week. We'll talk to head coach Jane Pesa about that in the next segment. But first, starting the show off with a smile is head coach of the NDSCS Wildcats, Stu Enning, because his team is 3-1. Now, coach, I wanted to bring you in here before the season to talk preseason, but I think for a lot of people, basketball just sneaks up on you because it's like football, 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 and all of a sudden, boom, basketball's here. So I apologize for not getting you in last week to talk before the season, but I want us to talk now because this is one of these teams that last year I fell in love with. I loved the rotation you guys had. I love the intensity you guys played with. You bring back a bunch of players. So let's start there. Give me the stump speech. Give me the State of the Union for the basketball program right now.
Well, first of all, I appreciate the perspective. You're spot on. I want to congratulate our football program. Coach Isendorf did another outstanding job this year, and our volleyball team as they head to nationals. But that's exactly what happens. You know, our fall sports are so successful, and they have elongated seasons going into playoffs, and basketball kind of sneaks up on people. And then we head out 5.5 hours west to go to Newtown and play three games, and we're the farthest institution in the Mondak Conference away from that tournament. And some people don't even know where we're playing. I get questions in town, well, when's basketball start up? I'm like, we played three games. We have a nice nucleus of returners, some tremendous sophomores. You mentioned Peyton Newbern, one of the returning all-region players mm-hmm. within the Mondak Conference, and Datavius Frierson, super leader, tremendous person, lockdown defender. We challenged him again yesterday to get his edge back defensively. I don't know if he got scored on. He was really that good. Caleb Larson, a terrific shooter for us back out of Cheyenne High School. He's in a boot currently. He's got a high ankle sprain, but he's off to a pretty good start. And we've added a couple transfers. Have a 7'2" center who's a transfer from Minot State that had a tremendous game yesterday for us. Calvin Sist had, I think he ended up with 16 rebounds. So 15 points and 16 rebounds is a pretty good line. Anytime you're playing, I don't care if it's football, volleyball, men's or women's basketball. If you're playing an Iowa scholarship program, you know, Iowa Junior College program, those programs are all good. So to get the sweep against North Iowa, both men's and women's basketball yesterday was a really good home start. Now, we didn't have classes. The other sport programs seem to be taking the weekend off, and I know let their kids get home, and people are hunting, and there's a high school football playoffs going on, a lot of different things going on. But I thought we had a pretty decent draw yesterday, and like I said, a good Iowa win at home is always nice to have.
100%. I did not know where you're going to go with that when you're talking about the stat and then going into beating an Iowa school. But I said anytime you get 15-15, whether it be men's or women's basketball, 15 tackles, 15 intercepts, whatever, 15-15 no matter what is pretty good. We could talk about Calvin because I think that anytime you get a 7-footer pretty much anywhere, right, whether it be an airplane or a basketball court, everybody's eyes immediately turn to that person. And they want to look. Now, I've talked to Calvin a couple times. I said, is there any pros besides basketball to being that tall? And he said, you know, not really. I guess you could reach the Charmin Ultra Soft at the top of the counter, but like besides that. But I think as a basketball coach, you don't teach size. So when you recruited Calvin, what went into that?
Well, he came available. He wasn't quite the right fit for where he is at Minot, and he had one season eligibility utilized, and he really wanted to remarket himself, and sometimes a two-year college is the best place for that, and then we'll see where he can get him to the next 2 years. So he's looking for a junior college option, and we're the closest Division I junior college to home for him, and you know, it, like everything else, you have the conversation with him, you get him on campus, you reach out to the parents, and you talk to all the coaches that have worked with him in the past, and you hope to land him. I think he saw that we had a void in the absence of Noah Christensen transitioning on for a big kid, and he liked, I mean, there's not a lot not to like about NDSCS and our reputation academically, our athletic facilities, the proximity to home. So we're hopeful we weren't going to screw it up, and we didn't, and we landed them.
Checking all the right boxes. And again, anytime you get a guy that goes 16 and 15, you know, that's pretty sweet too. The other part is that I kind of think about the way that Noah played last year versus the way that Calvin plays this year. They're not super similar in the play style. Am I wrong?
No, you're not incorrect. Calvin doesn't have the stretch that Noah had. Noah could step out and shoot the three. Calvin's a little bit more around the basket, but Calvin's not just a seven-footer. He's 7 foot two, and he runs pretty well, too, as Noah did, too. But so they're different. Noah could face the basket and can step out and do some different things. But, you know, Calvin had a couple dunks yesterday and won over somebody and won, and you're just like, wow, you don't see that a lot. I mean, he's a wow guy sometimes around the basket. His issue is he just hasn't played for a while, and he's lacking a little bit of confidence. He's the guy that if he screws up, you know, he looks over at me in the sideline. I'm just like, go play.
Get back on defense.
Be tough and go play, and don't worry about every reaction I'm going to have. You can just tell that he just needs a little bit of affirmation and some different things, and to get some time on the floor, he's going to slowly progress, which he has.
And I think the scouting report on Coach Stu is that he's very cool, calm, and collected on the bench. Like, there's not a whole lot of screaming, jumping up and down.
Well, I'm getting older. As you get older, you start to mellow and you start to change just a little bit. But I've always felt that you're going to get your work done in practice. You're going to do all your prep and practice, and the game time is not about me. It's about the guys on the floor, and you try to lighten up and not be that person that micromanages and screams out a play every single time or anything every single time. And that has to come from our kids, and it has to come from our leaders on the floor. So it's their show at that point in time.
Well, I want to talk about defense, and then I want to talk about the leaders, because I think that that's an interesting segue. But the defense for this team the past two seasons, I've seen you win games 100-50 before, where you just don't let the other team get across half court. What goes into practice when it comes to building a defense like that?
Well, we're long. We're athletic. We don't shoot the ball particularly that well. I don't know how far this is going to broadcast, but
all corners of the world.
We don't, and missing Caleb yesterday, then it multiplies. So we need to be overwhelming defensively, but we can be. But to try to change that mentality and do it early and help them to understand just how good defensively you're going to need to be a championship team. I mean, we need to dominate on the defensive end, and we need to get shots back on offensive rebounds. And, we did both last night. I think we ended up with 20 offensive rebounds, and that's got to be our style. That's got to be the blueprint for how we play, and that's a lot different than some of our successful teams in the past. I mean, we've had teams that have led the country in three-point shooting, and not just once or twice. We had a run there where we were in the top five for probably 5-6 years, and we're not that right now, but I've always told the guys that within time we're going to figure out, all right, the best way to play and what we need to be doing. And I'm not smart enough to figure it out right away sometimes, but eventually we're going to try to figure it out, and we're going to hopefully get there. And I think we've proven that in the past, and I think our guys are starting to buy into it. And you asked the question, videotape has a lot to do with that too. Mm-hmm. I mean, we watch tape and we hold our guys accountable for everything from their closeouts to their defensive positioning to just how well they're defending on the ball.
The eye in the sky doesn't lie is a saying, right?
That's right. there's a lot to it sometimes. Like I said, Datavius, I don't think he got scored on yesterday. Peyton is somebody that got off to a little bit of a slow start defensively. Sometimes those sophomores, they come back and they think they might be just a little bit privileged, and I'm going to be a little bit more of this guy this year, and they forget what kind of brought him to the show. And because Peyton also can be just a tremendous defender, and he did a really good job yesterday as well.
Well, this is, goes right into leadership, because when you talk leaders, I think of him, because I think he's a very good two-way player. Who are some leaders on this team that you look at as a coach and say, okay, I know that when they're on the court, I can kind of give them the reins?
Well, Dontavious, no questions about it, you know, because he's unselfish. He's a great communicator, and people don't understand how important that is sometimes. I mean, he's talking all the time, and in a positive way. I mean, whether it's practice, whether it's warm-ups, he's a great role model, and he's a great example. And when he's on the floor, we roll because of some of those intangibles. I mean, he doesn't shoot it that well. He's 6'3 and a half. You know, it's not a guy that you're posting up all the time, but you're also, he's not jacking up perimeter shots. He's just kind of that do-everything type leader type guy that understands the game, understands how it should be played, and tries to reach out to the young kids in their program to follow his lead.
The Swiss Army knife.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. I tell you what, when we don't have him, we really miss him. So Dontavious is definitely a leader. Kelvin, our 7-2 center, has stepped in the role just a little bit. Caleb Larson, and as we've talked about, Peyton Newburn. But you know what? Benjamin Fort has really emerged as well. He had a tremendous game yesterday, and he's got some experience under his belt. He's a transfer player. He's from Columbus, Ohio. He's 6'6", 6'7", probably 6'9 and a half with his hair. But he's a... he's a good all-around player. I think what's unique about these guys, and I failed to mention Connell Parnell, you know, he's the kid from England and a sophomore, is they mix well. You know, we don't have a lot of guys that are just hunting for shots out there. I mean, we had really, really good internal passing yesterday, especially within the second half. And when you have unselfish kids that share it like that and defend at a high level, you got a chance.
That's impressive, too, because, again, we're only in game four, game five today. Later this afternoon, they play Jamestown College JV. That's a 3 p.m. tip-off. It's impressive that early in the season you're already having these communication, like, okay, hey, I know this is where this guy's going to cut. I know that I can pass a good shot up for a great shot.
Well, I think it's instinctive, and it's part of your personality sometimes. We talk a lot about basketball DNA and who you are as a person and what are you doing instinctively. And we just said, you know, Connell Parnell, he's too unselfish sometimes. Dontavious is very unselfish. Some guys you need to be a little bit more aggressive offensively at times. But, we got a nice group that knows how to play together and knows how to mix and just don't shoot it quite as well as I'd like. And the games today, the women play at 3 and the men at 5.
Correction. Sorry about that. So women play at 3, men play at 5. That's happening today. It's a home game, so fans who have not been able to see the Wildcats yet this season, this would be a good time to do it. You know, I hope that they're awake and listening, because now you're going to have some guys that are going to just start chunking up some shots. I'm unselfish. Okay, I'll fix that for you.
Well, you know what? We do a lot in practice with shooting assessment. I mean, we do several different drills, and we chart them all. And so we have baselines, and we have goals that we set. And whether it's amount of makes, or we do some time shooting drills where you're going around a segment and taking three shots at five spots. And I should say, we make two threes, we make two pull-ups and a layup from five different spots on the floor, and it's a time drill. And I can show you the list right here. I mean, we have our best all-time guys, and then we have, you know,
this is what we got.
Basis.
This is what we got to love here. When the coaches bring in the stats for me, this is where you got to love to see this. All right, well, these numbers are...
When we're executing our drills in practice, I mean, you're going to try to beat have your own personal best, but you're going to also look at the all-time best scores in our championship shooting and know that, man, if I'd get in the 150s to under, you know, 1 minute 50 seconds, I'm going to be amongst the best. And it's kind of neat, and it's competitive, and we shoot with a purpose.
It makes the game in the game, you know. I like that. Head coach of the Wildcats, Stu Enning, talking to me this morning. Coach, are we missing anything, or can I let you get back to your busy morning?
No, I don't think so. But you know, basketball's upon us, and come out and see us play. We have the games today, and then you know this is the American Inn Classic this weekend. We appreciate their sponsorship, and next weekend is the Baymont Inn Classic, and you know they're great events. We have teams from Iowa coming next week, and we have Southwest Iowa on the women's side. We have Western Iowa out of Sioux City on the men's side. We have Rochester Community College on the women's side. It's kind of a hodgepodge of men's and women's team, but Rochester won the Division III National Championship last year in women's basketball. So we're bringing some good teams in here to compete, and it'd be a good time to come out and see us play.
Next week we're going to ask, what did Iowa do to you that you want to keep beating up on their junior college schools? We'll save that for next week. Coach of the NDSCS Wildcats, Stu Enning, talking to me. We come back with volleyball after the break on the Giant Sports Show on KBMW.
And now, back to the Giant Sports Show with Andrew Zimmel on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
Welcome back. Andrew Zimmel hanging out with you this Saturday morning. Want to thank head coach of the NDSCS Wildcats once again, Stu Enning, to talk to me as his program continues to rack up wins. They play again today, 5 p.m. against Jamestown College JV. Well, NDSCS volleyball, they won the district championship last week. If you remember, we talked to head coach Jane Pace before their game two. They lost game one, then they came back and won game two and three last Saturday to win the district championship to go into the national tournament as a 16 seed. So they will be playing this Tuesday on the road in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Now, sadly enough, we will not be able to travel with them. The plan was to go down there, but, you know, NJCAA, they have strict rules and regulations when it comes to broadcasting and all the different fees and everything else like that. If you want to read about it, go online. But we have been supporting this volleyball team, and all of the Twin Towns, I think, is behind NDSCS volleyball. So without further ado, here's our interview that we had with head coach Jane Pesa earlier this week. On the phone line right now, we have head coach of the NDSCS women's volleyball team. It's Jane Pesa talking to me before they head to the NJCAA national tournament. And coach, I think for everybody who's been keeping up with this team for as long as they have, Wildcat fans around the area have been keeping up with how this season has gone. Congratulations on making it to the national tournament.
Yeah, we're super excited. It's awesome. Yeah, starting to kind of make it a little bit of a tradition, so we're thrilled.
And that's what I was going to say. It feels like NDSCS across the board, whether it be football, basketball, or volleyball, this kind of feels like the benchmark of a successful season is making it to the national tournament.
Yeah, there's no pressure at all in our department. No competition between us coaching staff at all. Yeah. Everybody's really successful, and we're definitely given the tools to be successful. I'm not stupid. I know that our administration and campus itself helps us to be super successful, like all the way across the board. And it just, yeah. And the other athletes, you know, when one team's doing great, the other ones want to compete and do just as well. So that's exciting.
So what can you tell me about taking over? Because you've been with the program now for a handful of years, a bunch of years now. I don't want to, you know, age you too much here, but how has it been, the transformation of this program? How have you seen the incremental growth to get to this level where it is a national tournament is the benchmark of success?
I think volleyball has just gotten better in North Dakota and the region, to be honest. Okay. I mean, I started 25 years ago at NDSCS, and you probably didn't recruit as many North Dakota kids as you can now that are going to be very successful on the court for you. I mean, that really helps, because Junior Olympics has helped a ton. And there used to be very few clubs back in the day. Now everybody's got Fargo alone's got probably 12 club teams. And so there's an opportunity for kids to play. Where AAU for basketball has always kind of had that opportunity, but volleyball now is really something. And kids are starting way younger. I mean, we do camps for 3-year-olds to seniors at science school, and we have full docket of kids that come, so that's exciting too to see that and see the improvement. Now you got kids where their moms played. When I was old, nobody played anything but basketball, and that was even borderline if your mom played a sport, you know what I mean?
Totally. No, I totally get that. And it's very interesting to talk about the growth of volleyball in the state of North Dakota and just the region in general. So you guys are the 17 seed. Yeah, I got to get that out. 17 seed coming into the tournament. Is that kind of where you wanted to be? Were you expecting higher when they announced it last Sunday?
Well, I wanted to be number one, but it didn't happen. But no, I figured it would be in that range because they have, it's the first year they have four at-large bids, and you knew those four at-large bids are going to be huge quality teams because some of those conferences in their regions have, like, amazing volleyball, and some teams don't get to go that honestly should be there and could win the whole title. So we knew that we'd have a tough draw because, I mean, you're lucky to be able to go 16 and 17 against each other, but then your next game is against the number one team in the nation, Cowley, and we played them last year, so we know what we're walking into. It's a lot of foreign kids, a lot of height, for sure. Just they play at a high level the whole year. Their schedule is very, very demanding, so it's just a little bit different volleyball, but we just have to worry about Rock Valley first, and I think they're very similar to us for sure. Very similar record. I mean, they played common opponents and have done basically the same as we have. So just going to have to watch some film and, you know, hope we have a little bit of luck on our side and play well.
I was going to ask, how do you prepare for something like that? Is it, you know, more film study? Is it more on the court practicing? Is it trying to establish new stuff? Like, how do you prepare for this national tournament?
No, we're not going to change too much now. I mean, you know, dance with the game, right? Our girls definitely are ready. We're playing really well right now. We're a little banged up, but other than that, people have stepped up. That's the lucky of having some depth on the court. Yeah, preparing for them, just watching game film. This team does a really good job of educating themselves, and we already sent out game film, and I know they've already watched it, and then we'll watch as a group on Sunday and then on Monday also and do a breakdown for them, and then they'll have a little bit better of an idea. But I mean, when you're at the national tournament, it kind of comes down to grit and guts a little bit and not being scared. And I think this group has played enough club ball that they're not going to come in as fearful as maybe a Rock Valley, who's this their first time going to a national tournament. And it's not like our kids haven't gone, but they've heard about it and they see the pictures in the hallway and they know it's an expectation. So I think they'd be disappointed if they weren't in this position as opposed to being just super excited to be here. You know what I mean?
Well, last weekend you had the district championship game. That game was an 11 a.m. Match time. This game against Rock Valley is a 9 a.m. match time on the first day of the tournament. Does that play any part in, like, getting the players mentally prepared? Because, you know, they are college kids. It is waking up for a 9 a.m. game. Does that play any factor?
We practice in the morning all the time.
Okay.
So we do well in the morning. We really do. We practice yesterday at 6:30, so we practice all the time in the morning. So I know that we play well in tournaments in the morning. And yeah, I'm not worried at all. They'll do fine. It's just a matter of nobody's going to sleep great in the hotel the day before a national tournament. You know what I mean? You just got to come with and play with the adrenaline and not play as scared. And that's maybe a bonus too, is they aren't going to see all the teams playing. If you're waiting a little bit later, you might, you know, the jitters might get a little bit worse. Mm. So yeah.
Totally get that. NJCAA National Tournament coming up this week for the NDSCS volleyball team. Head coach Jane Pace is talking to me this morning. Coach, what else do we need to know about this? I know that I can't be down there with you guys, which is disappointing. But how are we going to keep track of how the seasons go or how the tournament's going?
The venue is unbelievable. The hotel's attached right to the facilities. It's on a pink court, which doesn't like a pink court. You can walk from your room and be at the court within 5 minutes, which is awesome. When we went to West Virginia last time, it was attached, but it was about honestly a mile walk to go through tunnels.
Jeez.
So this one is just a short and sweet. And then the atmosphere is good. Everybody's up above you. It's clean clothes. It's nice that way. And they treat you great. They'll have a big banquet, which is awesome. And then you're guaranteed 2 days, which is great because I know our basketball programs, when they go to the national tournament, if they lose, they're done. So we get at least the opportunity to come back through. And if you lose first game, you have an opportunity to come all the way back through and still get third place. So they have it set up with the 20-team tournament that basically they keep winning, either play for first or third. So it's kind of interesting. It's going to be a lot of games if you're a team that loses that first round and has to come all the way back through.
Well,
it'll be interesting to see who can do that.
Well, the key is don't lose that first game, right?
That's right. And that would be great for us because we haven't won first game since the year we got second in the nation in 2001.
Wow.
That's a long time ago.
Well,
otherwise, we've always gone and we've lost the first match and then we've won the second and then lost the third. So we're hoping to win that first one and then just keep it rolling.
How does this team compare to some of those other teams? You mentioned the 2002 team that came in second. Like, how does this team compare to those teams of the past?
I think they're very similar. We have very good setting. We have excellent outsides, which and our middles, I mean, do a great job. I think if you have really big outsides at this at our level, it can be a game changer, because then they have to stick with your pins, and then your middles can be open and you can spread out your offense. So that's super important. And we have a really good right side with Riley Hoff. She does a great job. I think we just have a lot of weapons. For sure, Samantha Cole, Katie Gostovich are some of the go-to hitters, but everybody else really contributes and are difference makers for us at different times. And we saw that on Saturday when we had to play back-to-back. Other kids stepped up at crucial times and was a difference maker for us to be successful.
NJCAA National Tournament starts on Wednesday for the Wildcats. Coach, thank you so much for talking to me.
Yep, and it actually starts Tuesday. We play Tuesday.
Oh, there it is.
Tuesday at 9 a.m., yeah.
Got you. Tuesday at 9 a.m. See, this is the problem when you're trying to read a calendar. I'm blanking. My bad.
They had an error, I think. They had it set up as a 16-team tournament, and they just changed it to the 20 this year, and I don't think the host did a very good job of adjusting that, so it's not your fault.
There you go. Well, thank you, Coach, and good luck this week.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Anytime the fault can be moved from me to the person who designs the programs, I'm willing to enjoy it. That was Jane Pesa talking to me about NDSCS volleyball as they move on to the national tournament this week in Cedar Rapids. Now, what's funny is that we did not put them on the air last year. I was thinking to myself, you know, we're going to go down there. We're going to have a great time. I have my little bingo card because I've done football, women's basketball, and I was going to hit volleyball and then men's basketball this year. And plus my free space, I was going to get a free sub somewhere, you know, with my like middle NJCAA national tournament bingo card. But the problem is no radio broadcast. So what we're going to do is we're going to try to give updates throughout the tournament. So as we get done with game number one or game number two, we're going to come on the air, either myself or Turner Blofus this week, and give you little updates, hopefully maybe little stats updates on how the Wildcats are doing down in Iowa. So more of an incentive, if you needed any, to be listening all day to KBMW, because that is where we're going to be doing as well. We'll give you updates throughout the day on Wildcat volleyball from the national tournament. Now, funny thing is that Coach Basin was talking about how they are just trying. The goal this year is to win the first game and play the second game, right? You get guaranteed two games, and if you lose the first one, you can continue to win out and potentially play for third place. Now, that adds a lot of stress to the team, adds a lot of stress to the coaching staff, but it's doable, right? You lose the first game, you can potentially get third place. I think their plan this year is to win that first game. And if you win the first game, you end up playing the number one seed in the tournament, which I will say this, you know, the reason that we play the game on the court and not on paper is because anything can happen. Anything can happen, especially in college athletics. You know, you got to give all the players all the credit in the world, right? These are very good athletes, athletes who've spent weeks, months, years in the gym training, working on their bodies. But at the end of the day, these are still 18 to 22-year-olds who, at the end of the day, make 18 to 22-year-old mistakes. So you don't know what's going to happen. And I am a person who I would never wager on a college athletic. I have way higher morals than that. But if I were to wager, I would say that I have a lot of faith in this NDSCS volleyball team, because this Wildcat team is coached by one of the best in Jane Pesa. So thank you to her for coming on. When we come back, we'll talk NDSCS Wildcat women's basketball as they have a game today at 3 p.m. against Jamestown College JV. More on the Giant Sports Show after the break.
And now, back to the Giant Sports Show with Andrew Zimmel on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KDMW.
Good Saturday morning. Andrew Zimmel playing your favorite sports talk. All right, let's talk about NDSCS women's basketball. They play today at 3 p.m. against Jamestown JV. This Wildcats women's team has picked up exactly where they left off last year after winning the Region 13 championship and playing in the NJCAA national tournament. That is kind of the bar, that is the goal for all of the Wildcat athletics to pretty much this point, right? You talk about football, women's basketball, men's basketball, baseball, it does not matter. That is the standard now, is to win the region, to win the district, to play in the national tournament. Women's basketball this year, 3-1, wins against Miles Community College, Williston State, and Bismarck State College. And then yesterday, they had a big one, 82-58 win over North Iowa Area Community College. They play today at 3 p.m. in the American Classic here. And the beauty of the Wildcats' schedule, yes, they played a couple games out west, but now they play, I think, like, what, seven games? Seven of their next eight games are at home in the month of November going into December. So if you're a Wildcat alum or fan, this would be the time to go. The weather is relatively nice. I understand a lot of people, you want to go to a basketball game when it's terribly cold outside and you're going somewhere warm. I get that. But also, you have a plenty of home opportunities to go see this team play. And it's a solid team, and there's some names that you remember from last year. The hardest job in college athletics might be the AD. You know, Stu might disagree with me here, but I think it's the college basketball coach at the junior college level, because you have 2 years to recruit, and it's a constant, you know, revolving door of athletes. So you have to not only have your game plan, you not only have to have your group of, you know, players that you want to coach, but you also have to kind of adapt on the fly. Luckily enough, though, with this NDSCS women's basketball team, there are some names that you recognize from last year. Ariana Berryhill, of course, being one, Quinn Nepple being another. Both of those players averaging 12-plus points per game. Both of those players helping kind of lead this team early on. Now, again, say you're a Twin Town sports fan and you recognize this name, McKenna Kuma, who played last year for Wahpeton High School, who helped get the women's basketball program to the state tournament 2 years ago, and who ended her career with something, what, 1,000 assists? 1,000 points? 1,000 points and over 500 assists. She played point guard for majority of her time at Wahpeton. So that's a player who has played a couple minutes so far. She's played in all four games, averaging around 17 minutes per game. But again, if you're in the area and that is somebody who you watch at the high school level, now you can watch them at the next level. Plenty, plenty, plenty of reasons to go and support NDSCS basketball. And of course, head coach Park Masterson talking to us Wednesdays this entire season. She calls in around 2:15 every Wednesday, and we give the update on the Catbackers and everything else. So again, you're by your radio on a Wednesday around 2:15. That would be the time to listen for your NDSCS women's basketball. And of course, she will be coming in later this season as well. We'll take another quick break, come back with a little news and notes, because we have two big events happening this month in the Twin Towns when it comes to sports. We'll talk about that and more after the break on the Giant Sports Show.
When the weather turns in the Southern Valley,
turn to the Weather Authority.
AM 1450 KBMW.
And FM 94.3.
The Voice of the Valley.
Wymere Auto and CarQuest reminds us the members of our armed forces have honorably served and protected our nation in times when our country's liberty was threatened. In peacetime, our American servicemen and veterans work hard to make this country a better place to live. Wymere Auto and CarQuest shows this debt of gratitude to all of you. Our nation pays tribute to our servicemen and women who give their best when called to duty. The staff and management at KBMW believes it's time to reflect on their courage and reaffirm our belief in the things they've helped give us all. A reminder from the staff at KBMW.
Wendy's new breakfast 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles let you create your own delicious combo. Choose from a sausage biscuit, egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, and a medium hot coffee. But it's obvious which combo's the best. Sausage biscuit and small seasoned potatoes. Well, maybe it's the fresh cracked egg and cheese biscuit with a medium hot coffee. Or two savory sausage biscuits. Whichever you pick, you can't go wrong. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Single item at regular price.
Want to know how to get the same cell coverage for up to half the cost? Well, instead of spending a fortune building and maintaining their own cell phone towers, Consumer Cellular just pays to use the same towers as the largest carriers and passes the savings on to you. Pretty smart, huh? Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Half the cost savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 5GB data plan with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plan offered by T-Mobile and Verizon May 2023.
It's the most wonderful time of the year to go on a trip to see Nashville or New York during the holidays. Our Branson trip is sold out, but we have a few seats left for Christmas in Nashville December 3rd through the 7th or December 10th through the 14th. And a few spots left on our Christmas in New York trips December 3rd through the 8th and December 10th through the 15th. Both of these trips are amazing flyaways during the most magical time of the year. Call now to book your seats for New York or Nashville during the holidays. Call 701-419-5114 today.
Free seminars and the best, most up-to-date ag info available. The Winter Ag and Construction Expo is January 11th and 12th at the Jamestown Civic Center. We'll have everything from the big machines to market updates, insurance updates, and this year's panel discussion on livestock issues. And And don't miss the FFA Pancake Feed Thursday morning and the Unison Bank Free Farmers Appreciation Lunch both days. Limited booth space is available. Call 701-252-1400 or visit newsdakota.com.
And now, back to the Giant Sports Show with Andrew Zimmel on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KDMW.
Welcome back, Andrew Zimmel, hanging out with you this Saturday morning as we debate the statistics of former Wahpeton athletes in the studio. Well, speaking of former Wahpeton athletes, the Wahpeton Glory Days, that's happening November 25th. Head coach Jeff Ralph gave me the news this week that they are going to have that happening again this year. And that's one of those fun events that, you know, we kidded about, you know, seeing different players play at the next level. But have those Glory Days, I enjoy that. I like the alumni game. And that's one of those things that I, you know, miss most probably about being in Texas is watching my high school has-been friends playing in the Glory Days. But that is exactly what you can enjoy. And look, it's going to be a fun event. It's going to be a fundraiser, too, for Wahpeton basketball. Their season kicks off in about a month. I think their first games are beginning of December. We'll have those games for you online at kbmwnews.com under the sports schedule tab. Don't want to miss out on that. And then NDSCS baseball head coach Jack Junker gave me the news this week that they have a fundraiser. They're trying to raise money this year as well. Go to, again, kbmwnews.com. We have all that information there for you. 5 members of the NDSCS Wildcat football team made the All-Region 13 team. Those players were Travion Crothers, Roosevelt Cage, who you heard from 2 weeks ago, Eric Lumpkin, Clark Nelson, and Dawson Hegman. All of those players had great seasons this year for the Wildcats. Crothers, he was one of 8 freshmen to make the list, 24 players on the list. He was one of 8 freshmen. He led the team in catches, yards, and touchdowns this season, and he suited up for all 11 of the Wildcats game. Remember, best ability is availability. His best game of the season came 133 yards and a touchdown against Minnesota West Community and Technical College at the beginning of the season. He had 2 120-plus yard games as a receiver this year. Great season for him. And we get him back again next year for the Wildcats. It's one of those, you have a great season as a freshman, maybe you move on, but hopefully we get him another year at science school. Running back Roosevelt Cage, he was a one-man wrecking crew. He rushed for over 1,000 yards and team-high 12 touchdowns this year. He had 211 yards and a touchdown during the Wildcats' regular season showdown against Minnesota North College Mesabi Range. He rushed for 122 yards in NDSCS's playoff loss to Rochester Community and Technical College as well. He had a big game in his final game as a Wildcat. Sophomore linebacker Eric Lumpkin, he had another great season for the Wildcats this year to make it on the All-Region 13 team. 69 tackles this year, collected 5 sacks. He finishes his career at a science school, 145 tackles, 12 sacks, and 2 interceptions. So, great season for the Wildcats again. You know, another one of those, you put the pin in it, in the way that the fall sports have gone for NDSCS, I don't think he can really ask for much more, right? Maybe a playoff or a championship berth if you're the science school football team after playing in it last year. But still, to play in the MCAC championship game for the second year in a row, now that being the standard for this program, that does a whole lot going forward, too. When your standard is excellence, anything less is a disappointment. So you can't be super angry about that if you're a Wildcat fan. Of course, volleyball going on the road this week, playing in the national tournament in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. That game, 9 a.m. on Tuesday. And, of course, we'll give you updates throughout the tournament right here on KBMW. That is going to do it for us this week on the Giant Sports Show. I want to thank head coach Stu and Jane Pesa both for coming in talking to me this morning. We'll do this again next week. And don't forget, Vikings football, the Pastronaut, Joshua Dobbs. I told you he was going to be good, and he is great. I'm so excited. They play the New Orleans Saints this week. 5-4 versus 5-4. If they knock off the Saints, playoffs? Playoffs could happen. We'll see. We'll be back next week. Thanks, guys, for listening.